The Sam LaPrade Show continues on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
Well, over the last number of weeks, we've watched in horror and continue to watch in horror as the people of Ukraine are going through the most challenging time of their lives. The invasion of Russia has resulted in so many casualties and upwards of 5 million people fleeing Ukraine. It certainly has been very challenging to watch, and so many of us feel helpless. Many of us are trying to think of ways that we can help, and right now I'd like to join Lucas Hanneman and his wife, Megan Lawrence. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Thank you so much for having us today.
Oh, it's really my pleasure. Of course, from the Lucas Hanneman Express. Tell us about your band, Lucas.
Well, we've been together for about 8 years now. We have traveled as far away as London, England and Memphis, Tennessee. We've recorded at Sun Studios a few years ago when we were down there for the International Blues Challenge. And we've opened up for bands like Dave Matthews Band and Robert Cray, just to name a couple. So we've been very fortunate. And I like to say that our music is blues with a funky twist.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Robert Cray is one of my favorites. So congratulations there. That's awesome. And Megan, let me ask you, you know, this has been such a challenging time. We're all watching what's happening in Ukraine and in disbelief some days. How has it affected you and the band?
So it's really interesting for us because everybody in our band has a connection to the Ukraine. So our drummer moved here from the Ukraine about 5 years ago, is what I would say. Then our bass player's wife, Mari, her maternal grandparents are from there. And then Lucas's godmother, who is just an absolute gem, her family is from there as well. And I think when we were talking with her over the last little while about how it's been for her, the one thing that hit me really hard was she said there are some weeks where she doesn't hear from people, and there are some people she doesn't know if they're still alive. Mm. And I was thinking, I can't imagine that feeling, that level of not knowing whether a family member, a cousin, a really good friend is in a shelter somewhere safe or has not made it out.
That's heartbreaking, Megan, for sure. And Lucas, you decided to sort of take all of your talents and allow the community to come in and really have an opportunity to show that support for Ukraine. I understand you've got a concert happening this Sunday.
Yeah, well, Megan and I were watching the news the first day that everything broke about the horrendous things happening over there in Ukraine. And Megan said we should put on a show. And I said, you said exactly what I'm thinking. We have to do this. So we spoke to Val, again, who's our drummer, who's from there. And it's a sensitive issue for him because his mom is there. His sister is there. And thankfully, they're safe right now. And, you know, having spent most of his life over there, most of his friend base is over there as well. So, I mean, it's just heart-wrenching, you know, to hear him say, you know, that he's waking up in the middle of the night to call his mom and make sure that she's okay. So so we thought, well, what can we do to help out all these people? And what we decided to do was to put together a show. And the show is going to be on Sunday, April 10th, this Sunday, at the Brass Monkey. And it's going to be from 1 until 4:30 p.m. We've got a great band, Bone Cat, who's also in the Ottawa blues scene. They're going to open up the show. They're really good friends of ours and just amazing musicians. Really funny, actually. They're a very entertaining band to watch. Then we're going to play for about an hour after that. And then we have some special guests coming on afterwards. So it's going to be a great afternoon of music with a silent auction and lots of good times for everybody.
Oh, it sounds like a great event. And once again, you know, that support for people of Ukraine is so important. And Megan, what is it about music that sort of transcends everything, you know, language and distance? There's just something about music.
I feel like music is the one time where you enter a venue or even just turn on your TV or your radio or listen on your phone. And it's in those moments that nothing else exists. There's no politics involved. It's just the music and it's the love and the passion. And you almost forget about all of the horrible things that are happening outside, and you just get to be you for however long that gets to last. And then when it's over, you know, you take in a nice deep breath and you walk out and you go, all right, I'm ready to face the world again and everything that's going on. And I'm going to try to be more understanding, not get upset maybe as easily at people, and just breathe and realize that everyone's going through horrible times right now. And the only thing that's going to get us through is being nice to each other.
Oh, thank you for that, Megan. It's wonderfully said. And Lucas, when you think back to your career and you know, everything you've done in terms of music, will this date on Sunday, April the 10th, this concert of the Brass Monkey sort of be one of the highlights in terms of using your talents to help others?
Absolutely, it will be. I know it will be. And we've been so grateful to have such amazing support, especially this past week, from the community and from people like yourself. You know, for us, of course, the events happening over in Ukraine, it doesn't matter who you are, it just hits you. But especially having Val in our band and having him as such a close friend over these past couple of years, he joined the band in 2019. And he is one of the sweetest individuals you'll ever meet in your life, just a heart as big as anything. And not only that, but he's also one of the best drummers I've ever had the pleasure of working with. And I've worked with some great musicians in my lifetime. So knowing him and knowing how big his heart is, in particular, it really made us say, you know, we got to do something for all the people who are fighting right now.
Absolutely. And Megan, when I think about, you know, people heading there, are they looking for tickets in advance? How are you wanting people to get involved?
So for us, what we've decided to do is, because it was such a quick event, we didn't print off advance tickets or anything like that. And so the way that you can purchase advance tickets is if you send an e-transfer to info@lhexpress.ca, and in the memo line, just put your name and however many tickets you're purchasing, it will go on a list. And when you get there, you'll see advance ticket sales and regular ticket sales. You just walk up to the person there, give them your name, they cross it off, give you a nice little stamp, and you're good for the rest of the afternoon. And it's a nice all-ages event, so it's very, you know, family-friendly. So it's $20 for adults, $10 for kids 12 and under. And we are encouraging that it's a mask-friendly event. You know, if you have a medical issue, we completely understand. It's just because it is in all ages, we want to protect the most vulnerable, and we want to just, you know, enjoy the afternoon, have fun with music.
Mm-hmm. Lucas, will it be an emotional afternoon?
Yes, it definitely will be. I mean, just to see everyone knows about all the horrific things going on over in Ukraine right now. It's going to be an emotional afternoon for sure. But it's also going to be an emotional afternoon in a positive sense, I think, because music is the biggest healer of all. And so our what little contribution we can do just to help, to help make things, I don't want to say make things right, but to help things, you know, just to help the people of Ukraine. That's what's important to me. And music and sharing that joy with other people on stage and with the audience. It's something that, I mean, everyone's been missing it lately, especially these last couple of years. And it'll be nice to get together and share the joy as well.
And the funds that are raised, Megan, how are they going to be distributed?
So when we decided to put this on, we spoke with Val. Val was integral in the fact of whether we did this or not because of how it was affecting him. And so we said, all right, you don't have to do a thing. We'll put it on. Where would you like the money to go? You're more in the scene than we are at this moment. You tell us. And he said, I want it to go to the Ukrainian army. And so, because right now it's basically civilians that are fighting. And so the National Bank of Ukraine set up an account where people can donate money to, and it will go straight to the Ukrainian army. And so that is where the funds will go.
Amazing. And I want to thank you both so much for joining us here on City News. I'm sending you fantastic vibes for Sunday and wish you all the best. Of course, this concert taking place at the Brass Monkey starting at 1 o'clock, the Lucas Hanneman Express. Thank you both.
Thank you so much, Sam.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lucas Hanneman, joining us, and his wife, Megan Lawrence. Certainly sounds like a great opportunity to give back to the people of Ukraine. When we come back, we're going to speak with Natalie Lloyd. We've spoke with her before on this show, which is great. She's from Wabano Center for Aboriginal Health. We're going to talk about the fourth doses of the vaccine and the availability for Indigenous people living in Ottawa through Wabano. We're going to speak with Natalie. And we're also going to speak with Councillor Alan Hubley. You know, yesterday that budget came down, and I'm sure Councillor Hubley, along with many other people, were looking closely to see any of those federal monies directed toward transit. Well, guess what? There wasn't any. So we're going to get a chance to speak with Councillor Hubley, who, of course, is the chair of the City Transit Commission, just after the 1:30 news today. And then, of course, we're always trying to leave you with, you know, something a little bit of positive, a little something you can do this weekend. Keith Whittier is going to join us. He's a movie reviewer. We're going to be reviewing three movies today, and he'll give you his thoughts on whether you should head to the theater or not. Well, stay with us here on City News.
Sam LaPrade will be right back on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.